Zionists do not represent the Jewish people. They try to claim that they represent the Jewish people. But they don't, because Zionism and Judaism are two different concepts. I want to come back, though, to the something I mentioned earlier, and the fact that there are people who look Orthodox and yet they are staunch supporters of Zionism. How does this come about? First of all, let me say quite clearly, we have the authority of history, although, as I said, sadly it's a minority view, although a very considerable minority who still understand within the Jewish people propagate the Orthodox Jewish opposition to Zionism, but nevertheless it's a minority. But how has it come about that it started off as being a majority and now it's a minority? Well, first of all, let's be quite clear without going into Jewish theology. It is obvious that Zionism and Judaism are two different concepts simply from the historical point of view. If Zionism would be part of Judaism, Judaism is thousands of years old. Zionism is 100 years old, approximately. If Zionism would have been part of Judaism, it would have been part of Judaism for thousands of years. So we have the authority of history. We have the authority of our teachings. But where these religious Zionists, where they come from, is in fact a puzzle how they have developed. But the explanation that one can give is that they have been, let's face it, the philosophy of Zionism is an instinctive natural nationalism. We all have it. But as I said earlier, this is not part of Judaism, but it's an instinctive nationalism. And they have been attracted by this instinctive nationalism. And because they are Jewish people, because they are Orthodox, and religious Zionists, because they are Orthodox, they have said, well, we are attracted by the nationalism. Let's see if we can find a source within our Jewish teachings which supports this nationalism. And this is what they did. They falsified, they falsely interpreted various sources, and they've taken the nationalism of Zionism and they bolted it onto Judaism, and in fact they try and carry it out with a religious fervor, but it is a mutation. It is a mutation of Judaism as can be seen by the authority of history. So Zionists do not represent Jewish people, and the other important thing to remember is that anti-Zionism is not, as the Zionists claim, anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. In fact, in modern day, I think it's pretty obvious that the Zionists themselves are perhaps the biggest cause of what anti-Semitism does exist, simply because of their actions, because of their whole philosophy, which is so obviously wrong. In the eyes of moral, just people, that is bound to cause anti-Semitism, not to prevent it. I'd just like to finish up and say this, that one thing important to remember is this, that, you know, particularly in the recent conflict that took place, there were charges as to whose fault it was, whether it was the Palestinian, the Hamas, or whatever it is, the Palestinians, whether it was the fault of the Israelis. And really, the whole question of whose fault it was, as we stand at the moment, is totally irrelevant. One has to look back at the root cause of the problem. And the root cause of the problem is the very existence of this flawed concept known as the Zionist state. There's no doubt about it. That is the very existence of the Zionist state which is the root problem of the strife in Palestine. And there will be no peace until this cause disappears. it is a flawed concept. It cannot last because falsehood must come to an end. It's also wrong to say that one cannot reverse the facts on the ground that it exists. One can reverse it. It may take a long time. But there have been other instances of facts on the ground being reversed, like the case of the apartheid regime in South Africa. When I was a young man, that was considered to be rock solid, but it came to an end, and comparatively bloodlessly. The tremendous edifice of the Soviet Union, who would have dreamt that it would fizzle out almost overnight, and also comparatively bloodlessly. So we pray for a speedy and total and peaceful dismantling of the concept known as the Zionist state, namely the concept of a sectarian state for one people, and should be replaced by a regime which would be entirely according to the aspirations of the Palestinian people, where Jew and Arab will be able to live peacefully alongside each other as they had done in previous centuries. And again, it's important to remember it's not a religious conflict. The religions have lived peacefully alongside each other for centuries. It is a political conflict. It's a conflict which has nothing to do with religion. It's a question of removing something which is immoral and unjust. So that is our prayer, and let us hope that takes place speedily within our time, and everybody in Palestine will be able to live peacefully alongside each other, and may we merit the time when the glory of the Almighty will be revealed over the whole world, and everybody will live in peace with each other. Amen.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Aaron Cohen. I think you all agreed that was a very fascinating and interesting speech. I appreciate you all have questions, and if you can withhold questions until the end, where we'll listen to our second speaker. Just to summarise what his conclusion was at the end was very interesting. That he said it's a dismantling of a state that would bring about the degeneration of peace. But he did not say dismantling of the people. And I think that's quite important. It's the one thing that we're having in this event, that the sanctity of human life is probably more important than any other kind of state. And I appreciate the rabbi for finishing on that note. So I would like to introduce.